The WTNS Communication Lines gives you 2 hours of local news, weather, sports, and information. WTNS Radio gives you everything you need to know. We are live, and we are local. And it all starts with WTNS News.
Filling a hole, I'm Jeremy Scott. Some key dates have been set pertaining to the Coshocton School Board vacancy. The board officially signed off last night on the resignation of 8-year member Steve Clark, who's leaving for what he says are personal reasons. Next Friday, the 28th at noon, is the deadline to submit applications. The board will then meet at 5 that day to screen the applications and decide who all it wants to interview. The first date of interviews will be February 7th at 5, and if the board doesn't appoint anyone to the seat at the end of that meeting, a second interview date will be held on February 10th.
We'll go through their process and see how many people are interested, and we want to get the word out, and applications are available on our website, or they can contact anybody at the board office.
Superintendent Dr. David Heyer says the board has 30 days from the day Clark tendered the resignation, which was January 15th, so an appointment needs to be made by the end of February 14th. The MVHC School-Based Health Center opened this week at Coshocton City Schools. That clinic provides health care and behavioral health services prior to, during, and after school hours. School nurse Laura Roberts says the ball is just getting rolling.
The gap service for those that might be sick here at school, or if they can't get into the doctor, it's not going to take the place of their doctor.
A parent's consent would be required for students to actually be treated. Prescriptions, vaccinations, and physicals can also be provided through that clinic. From the Coshocton County Sheriff's Office, one accident yesterday. A Coshocton man reported a hit skip in the 1200 block of East Main Street. Complaints a traffic stop was initiated and a citation was issued. Deputies responded to an assault involving juveniles that happened in the 100 block of South 11th Street. Deputies issued a parking citation in the 300 block of South 8th Street. A Coshocton man reported threats and harassment in the 1500 block of North Street, and another traffic stop was initiated and another citation was issued. Tuscarawas County Sheriff Orvis Campbell is pretty proud of the county's recent jail inspection. State inspectors found the Tuscarawas County Jail to be compliant in 100% of all 176 standards. Sheriff Campbell says, quote, today's jails face obstacles at a level never seen before because of addiction and mental health issues as well as the pandemic, end quote. He says staff has worked collectively, diligently, and consistently to improve procedures and operations. He says every employee played a role in achieving the accomplishment, from corrections officers to medical staff, maintenance staff, and cooks, and he says being found compliant in all 176 standards is rare, and quote, the community should feel satisfied knowing their jail is being operated in a professional matter, end quote. An inspection includes an in-person review of the facility and knowledge of staff. There are 54 standards considered essential and 122 labeled as important. The Distribution Committee of the Coshocton Foundation had its first meeting of fiscal year 2022 recently and reviewed 16 grant applications totaling more than $284,000. Director Bob Pell says the committee awarded 7 grants totaling $60,721.20 to numerous community organizations. Those include $20,000 to the Ridgewood Local School District, $16,520 to the Foundation for the Fuse Network, $10,000 to Echoing Hills Village Incorporated, $6,001.20 to the Jackson Township Fire Department, $5,000 to Coshocton City Schools, $2,000 to Rogue Elephant Productions, and $1,200 to Riverview Local School District. The historic 7-story Masonic Temple in downtown Zanesville will be torn down today at noon after being gutted by fire just 2 weeks ago. A fire destroyed the building, leaving 60 businesses displaced and burning nearly 500 pieces of art. Mayor Don Mason says it's still truly heartbreaking to many.
I'm not going to be able to look at it anymore. It's not there. There's been like a sea change in their life, and it is a hard adjustment. I mean, it's truly like losing a loved one.
The mayor says he hopes demolition crews can save the first floor and basement so the temple can be rebuilt. Nobody was injured January 6th in that early morning blaze, the cause of which remains under investigation. And Ohio Governor Mike DeWine wants lawmakers to pump the brakes on a proposal to halt the collection of the state's newly increased taxes on gas and diesel fuel. The Republican governor and GOP lawmakers reached a deal in 2019 to boost Ohio's tax on gas by 10.5 cents a gallon and the tax on diesel fuel by 19 cents to help maintain deteriorating roads and bridges. State Senator Steve Huffman is a Republican from Tip City. He's proposed legislation to reduce both taxes to 28 cents for gas or diesel. The governor says the money's needed to protect Ohio's infrastructure. I'm Jeremy Scott, WTNS News.
It is 5 minutes after 9 o'clock, 14 degrees in Coshocton, cooler than it was yesterday morning, but warmer than it's going to be at this time tomorrow. Good morning, everyone. It is time for the Communication Lines program, and I'm Mike here with you up till 11 o'clock this morning. And yesterday we had all that talk about winter comfort food and soups and macaroni and or grilled cheese sandwiches. And after all that talk, I went home hungry, ended up having Mexican food for lunch, go figure. It was delicious, but yeah, I still have some miso soup in the fridge. So it is Friday, and we can continue with our talk about the winter and comfort foods. We can look back on the musical career of Meatloaf, who we learned that he passed away yesterday, or we can talk about local history or whatever else is on your mind. Open phone lines coming up here in just a little bit. We are joined in the studio for the first part of our program today by our friend Pastor Neil Darien from Chi-Lai Crossroads Bible Church. And as always, a lot of things that we're going to talk about this morning. Good morning, Pastor Neil.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. How are you doing?
Good. Clarify for me. You said you had Mexican food, and then you still have miso soup.
I had miso soup that I had made before we even started by coincidence. And I batch cook, so I had miso soup a couple of days ago.
Okay.
It'll keep in the fridge for a couple of days.
Sure, of course.
But we had a lot of talk about soups yesterday, chili, potato soup, asparagus soup. I am salivating just thinking about it. But I decided, you know what I haven't had was food from my favorite Mexican restaurant, so
nice.
That's what I did on the way home yesterday. But
nice.
I still have that soup waiting for me.
What do you like to get for Mexican?
Well, yesterday it was tacos and a burrito. It wasn't anything too fancy, but if I go sit down, my favorite typically is fajitas that comes out sizzling.
Oh.
Beef, guacamole chicken. Salad, and sometimes beef, sometimes shrimp.
Okay. Yeah, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Can't go wrong. I love that sizzling plate. Yeah, mm-hmm. Fantastic. Miso soup is interesting because I have been to Holiday Inn Expresses where they have it for breakfast.
Really?
And I've kind of gotten used to that. I love it. Yeah, you wouldn't think that something so thin would be, you know, enough to kind of get you going in the day.
Well, it was, for breakfast. Is that
right.
Is it on breakfast menus in other parts of the world or something?
I'm sure. So there's a lot of Japanese at that particular place.
My only familiarity with miso soup was at sushi restaurants.
Okay.
You get a sushi dinner. Typically, you start off with a salad and a bowl of miso soup before they bring out your entree. And I just love it. You don't see it. You can't get cans of it. And so I figured out how to make it myself.
Yeah.
You got that bean curd, the miso itself.
Yep.
I had to order online for that, but everything else you can get around here. And it's good stuff.
There's some great Asian markets that we've gone to pick that up.
Uh-huh.
And it lasts a long time.
Oh, that it does, yeah.
Yeah. So the places that I've been to, you can add whatever you want to it. So they have, this is pre-COVID, but they had it was like a make your own miso soup bar, which is fantastic. So you can put, what am I thinking of? I can't. What's the soy product? The white stuff. I can't even think of what that's called.
Oh, tofu.
Thank you. So tofu chunks in there, and green onions, and like three or four bowls of that. And you feel like, okay, I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's fairly healthy, a bit salty, but fairly healthy soup, and it's good for you. So. Miso soup, maybe a little more than a year ago, I made it for the first time, fell in love with it, and now it's become a regular
right.
at home.
Yeah, it almost has that chicken soup, like chicken noodle soup uh-huh. feel in the wintertime, right? Like just comforting and hot and, yeah.
That it does.
Yeah,
but
nice.
You didn't come this morning to talk about the miso soup.
No, but you're making me hungry.
So, yeah, I'm getting hungry again already. It's just 9 o'clock. Well, a lot of things going on at Childlike Crossroads Bible Church. We've got, we're going to talk about breaking the chains of addiction once again and the wild game dinner. I was going to say it's coming up, but it looks like you've moved it a little farther ahead in the spring. We'll get to that yep. in a little bit. That's coming up in May. But you've got an event that's coming up this Thursday.
This Thursday. Yeah. Yep.
And that's really our big focus this morning. Tell us all about the preschool.
Yeah, sure. So we're super excited. We're offering free transportation to Coshocton now with our preschool. And so it's for ages 3 to 5. And we have about 60 students enrolled. We have the best teachers on earth. And I'm so grateful. We're modeled after the nation's largest Christian preschool. So we're using their curriculum. We're using their best practices, cameras in every room, cameras outside. Building is secured. Parents check their kids in and out with a code, have a little app to stay in touch with their kid throughout the day with pictures and messages from the teachers. So fantastic. Love it. Love what we're doing. But we have an open house because a lot of times parents, their child may have turned 3, let's say, and kind of at the start of a new year, people are kind of thinking about, hey, maybe we should take Johnny or Jill or whoever, right, to preschool. And we have just a fantastic preschool. The academics are really strong. The care is really good. The teachers love the kids and take great care of them. So we love what we're doing. It's really... Mike, you're welcome, and anybody that's listening is always welcome to come by, and our great staff would be happy to give anybody a tour of the facility. You hear happy sounds in the building, and I love that. Like, when there's a whole bunch of kids, there's going to be noise, but it's happy noise, and I love happy noise. So when we first moved here 12 years ago, there had never been even a child in the nursery of that building. Like it was a newer mm-hmm. newer building, about a year old, but there were literally just kind of no kids involved in the church at all. I think there were maybe two kids under 18 in the church. So it has been so awesome to see what God has done and what our awesome people. Our people are the secret sauce that make this whole thing happen. But we're having another open house this Thursday night from 5 to 6 p.m. We have Marshall and Peppa Pig are making special appearances. So they'll be there. We have free pizza for families because you come and it's a cold night and need dinner time, and it's around that dinner time hour, 5 to 6. So free pizza, and so we're just inviting any parents or grandparents or aunts or uncles that want to consider getting a child into our preschool for kids age 3 through 5. We would love to have anybody come check out the beautiful facility, meet the staff, and consider having their kids benefit from this awesome program.
Okay, you're going to have the cartoon characters there. The staff will be there. Anything else that's going on? Pizza's going to be there. Anything else for the open house that you have planned?
Yeah, so they can even tour the software that we stay connected with the parents called Brightwheel. So they can kind of experience the whole thing, see the classroom set up. So wonderful. So they'll get a tour. The kids will do a craft, you know, do games and fun things. So, and we'll have our bounce houses, of course, which are becoming less of a temptation for me personally. I mean, I'm 49, so it's only been in the last 6 months that I don't see a bounce house and want to go jump on it. So
okay.
Something's changing. I don't know what it is.
Even though you are a well-respected pastor, you know, you got to let the 8-year-old Neil out every once in a while.
You have to. Yeah, occasionally. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, very good. That's coming up next Thursday.
This coming Thursday. So
6 days from today.
6 days from today. Yep, the 27th. And it's free. It's, of course, a free event. But we'd like people to register so we know who's coming. People are registering already on our website. That's childlikecrossroads.org/open.
Mm-hmm.
childlikecrossroads.org/open.
Okay. All right. So that is coming up next Thursday. Our guest is Pastor Neil Darien from Childlike Crossroads Bible Church. Anything else about the open house before we get to a break here, Neil?
Yeah, just that we're so happy to be able to provide transportation. We know where we're located is not convenient for most people in Coshocton County. So we've addressed that issue by sending our bus every morning and every afternoon to the Walmart parking lot, and we pick up a lot of kids and drop off a lot of kids there. So there's no extra cost to have your kid ride the bus. It's our private bus. Mm-hmm. We privately fund the operation of that bus, and there's no extra charge for that tuition or for the transportation. So it's a great deal for parents in Coshocton County to have one more option. There's great preschools here, and we're so grateful for what everybody's doing. We're just trying to contribute however we can.
All right. That's Pastor Neil Darien from Childlike Crossroads Bible Church talking about the preschool open house coming up next Thursday. We'll take a break and be back with Pastor Neil right after these words.
Come shop for the latest in hunting and fishing products, or book that hunting or fishing trip that is so much needed in 2022. The legendary Northeast Ohio Sportsman Show is January 20th, 21st, and 22nd at the Mount Hope Event Center, hosting outfitters from across the United States, featuring seminars on hunting and fishing all 3 days. Buckeye Big Bucks will be on site to score that trophy buck on Saturday only. Log on to ohiosportsmanshow.com for complete details. Hours are Thursday, 2 to 8, Friday 9 to 9, and Saturday 9 to 5. Admission still just $10. The Northeast Ohio Sportsman Show, January 20th, 21st, and 22nd at the Mount Hope Event Center. Stay Route 241 in Mount Hope. Presented by Kidron Sports, Mahindra of Maslin, Extreme Parma Marine, Newhouse Outdoors by Affordable Barns, Sleep In Suites, 360 Hunting Blinds, WQKTMC-TV, and Alanovitz Bargain Hunter.
Choose the proven performance of the Roundup Ready Extend crop system, featuring high-yielding Extend Flex soybeans and the exceptional weed control of Extend-A-Max herbicide with Vapor Grip technology. Elite genetics, triple herbicide tolerance, flexibility that delivers results, backed by 25 years of innovation. That's the Roundup Ready Extend crop system, the system of choice. Extend-A-Max is a restricted-use pesticide. Always follow stewardship practices, all pesticide label directions, and check with your state pesticide regulatory agency for specific restrictions in your state.
I choose the Roundup Ready Extend crop system because I know they've got my back. Their spray early weed control guarantee helps me get the most out of early season applications. If I experience less than commercially acceptable performance, I'm eligible for up to $18 per acre on additional applications. That's a system I can depend on. The Roundup Ready Extend crop system. See program details at sprayearlyguarantee.com.
Guarantee is subject to program restrictions. Always follow pesticide label directions.
Coshocton Regional Medical Center is committed to prioritizing the safety of our patients. That promise of better care is reflected in our achievement of a Leapfrog Hospital Safety Grade A for safety excellence and a top 10% ranking for patient safety in the nation from Health Grades 2 years in a row. We strive to be the gold standard of care and have demonstrated that pledge to every patient with our commitment to patient safety. Coshocton Regional Medical Center, where care matters most.
Hi, Bob here from Plus One Pizza asking, when was the last time you had a really great pizza? Our new pizza is better than ever. Order one tonight online or call 622-9300. At Plus One Pizza, you'll love it, we guarantee it, or your money back. It's that good.
Do you have pain in your arms or legs? If you do, this is a sign of spinal nerve pressure. And if you don't treat the cause, it will worsen over time. While drugs and pain shots may give temporary relief by covering up the symptoms, they can't remove the cause. Chiropractic can. This is Dr. Brad Arndt from Arndt Chiropractic. Arm or leg pain is most often caused by stress in the spine, and chiropractic care is your best option to eliminate that stress. At Arndt Chiropractic, we can help those with arm and leg pain and much more. For questions or appointments, call Arndt Chiropractic at 740-622-4659.
Did you know it is recommended that your children get their first eye exam between the ages of 6 and 12 months of age, another exam at age 3, and again at age 5? Dr. David Irwin and Dr. Danielle Irwin Ellis recommend your children be examined to rule out amblyopia, known as lazy eye. Call Irwin Family Eye Care at 622-2270 to schedule your child today.
Mainly sunny today, very cold with highs around 20. For tonight, mainly clear, very cold with lows around 2 above. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the morning, then becoming a partly sunny, highs in the upper 20s. Currently, it is 14 degrees in Coshocton. We're going to have open phone lines here in just a little bit on this Friday morning, and maybe we can talk some local history. We can talk about comfort foods, and we got a lot of calls yesterday. I think everybody had a good time talking about those soups, maybe your chili recipe or a more exotic soup or winter comfort food that you enjoy. We'll get back to that here in just a little bit. We are back now with Pastor Neil Darien from Chi-Lai Crossroads Bible Church and the recovery program at the church. How long has it been there now?
We started in 2017, I think.
Okay, so... So it's been a little while.
Yeah,
it's established now. So can you before we get into all the details here, can you share a little bit about your thoughts on the impact that you believe that it's had
in the individual lives of people who have come out? It has made a tremendous difference in the lives of people who stick with the program. There's a lot of people who've come out three or four times, and maybe they've enjoyed it, but I don't know how much impact we've had in those lives. But in the lives of people that have kept coming, it has made a major change. I've seen like 180s in people's lives, and it's so gratifying and refreshing to see that in the community.
Now, we have talked before, and when you think about a recovery program and drug addiction, you might be thinking about heroin or cocaine or meth, and certainly I'm sure that there's some of that. But you've also mentioned in the past that this is for folks that have any kind of addiction.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We as humans tend to use things as coping mechanisms, and they're not always healthy things. And so this, I think, helps people get really on track on their life. Sometimes there's things that aren't really that bad that we use as a coping mechanism, help us to make it through. And but sometimes the good is the enemy of the best. And so for people that are looking to, in a good way, shake things up in their lives, I would heartily recommend somebody consider coming out on a Friday night at 7 o'clock and just experience it for themselves.
Well, what are the methods that you use? Are there sponsors? How does it work? How does the program work?
Yeah, we do have sponsors. I should say, in answering your question, that we are doing a major overhaul on how the program works. I love how it works, but we're switching from the RU curriculum to a brand new program called Simple Steps. It's going to be very similar. But the way, honestly, that it works, Mike, there's three talks that we currently have in RU. So we talk to God through prayer and praise. We talk to each other, break into small groups, talk to each other, encourage each other. And we ask people to keep that confidential, what they talk about in that small group. So it's not a gossip session, and you're just with a group of friends, and you help each other. You hear what you're struggling with. You encourage each other. You might text each other during the week to help each other, like, hey, stay strong in this area, or how can I encourage you, or how can I help you? And then we come back together at the end for what we call the third talk, where God talks to us through his word. And then we eat pizza and talk some more. So really, we say there's three talks, but really there's four. We talk to God. We talk to each other. God talks to us. And then we all talk and eat pizza.
Is this the program at Chi-Lai Crossroads Bible Church? Is there any involvement with the courts? Are there folks that are court ordered that come to the program?
Yeah, the local judges have been incredibly supportive, and the county agencies. We're just so grateful. There are quite a few people who come that are court ordered to attend a meeting, and because of the length of our meeting, it goes usually 2 hours. It counts as two meetings, and so people that are court ordered to go to meetings like to come. Because not only do they get a free meal, but it counts as two meetings.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what else would you like to share with us about it? Is it something that if somebody feels that it's for them, or whether court-ordered or otherwise, can you start any time? Are there certain...
Yep. Start any time. It's what's called an open program, so you don't even have to register. Just show up any Friday night at 7 o'clock, and we'll get you set up. There's no attendance requirement. Like, we don't make people come, or we don't say you have to come a certain amount. Our door is just wide open on Friday night at 7 o'clock, and people are welcome to come. And what my encouragement would be is, my hope and my prayer, Mike, is that everybody in the county would consider coming out at least once, so they know what the program is like. So they can, if they meet a friend that is struggling with something, say, hey, I'd be happy to go with you to this program. I've been there. They're nice people. It's a great program. It's fun. And it's a high energy event. I love church on Sundays. Mike, I'm a pastor. I mean, I should love church on Sundays, right? But my favorite time of the week is Friday nights at 7 o'clock, because when somebody knows they need help and they're coming with no pretension to say, ah, man, what I've been doing isn't working. Can somebody help me find directions to where I should be going? God always meets a person in that moment. And so I just love Friday nights at 7 o'clock. So, and with the upgrading that we're doing to the program, I was privileged to be asked to create one of the training videos for the new Simple Steps program that will be rolling out soon. And so that's being edited, and that whole program is being put together. It's going to make it even easier for people to do this program. I love simple, so we're simplifying and streamlining, and sometimes you just got to do that. You know, it's not quite springtime yet, but it's almost like a spring cleaning kind of a thing. Like, let's throw out this thing that's not quite working how we need it to, and let's just simplify and streamline. And that's kind of what we're doing with the program. So I'm excited about the future of our Friday night program.
If somebody would like to get involved or find out more, what do they do?
Yeah, go to our website. We have just chilicrossroads.org, and you can just click in the menu. You'll easily see like all kinds of stuff that we offer, but you'll see our Friday night RU program, and people can learn more. There's a bunch of videos there they can watch. They're welcome to email ahead. There's a form at the bottom of that page. They can email and say, hey, I'd like to come out. But they literally can just show up. There's no cost. They show up on a Friday night, 7 o'clock. And whether they've been to the website or not, they're welcome. But people are welcome to go to the website and learn. A lot of people, I do that. You probably do that. Like, before I go do something, I check out the website, mm-hmm. their Facebook page, find out what's going on, kind of what to expect, you know. But people that come on Friday nights enjoy it. And I think we humans, we took our dog to dog training class many years ago, Mike, and we learned a phrase. My wife coined a phrase at dog training class that we have kind of carried forward through everything else that we do. When you ask a dog to come, it needs to be fun. So you don't yell at the dog, come, right? It needs to, the dog needs to perceive the act of coming to you when you call as a fun thing. And so we'd always have a treat. We'd say it with a high-pitched, cheerful voice, and our dog would consistently come to us. And so when we create an event for the community, we try to apply the principle that come is fun. And I think we've succeeded with our Friday night program. People who come really enjoy it. Coming is fun. It's something they look forward to. And as long as we can keep it something that people enjoy, I'm optimistic about the continued positive impact we're going to have on the community.
Friday night recovery program at Chilai Crossroads Bible Church, County Road 10. In beautiful downtown Chilai. We'll take care of some business here and be back once again and talk to Pastor Neil Darien from Chilai Crossroads Bible Church, the Wild Game Dinner and Benefit Auction, an event that we used to look forward to in February. They're going to have it this year, but it'll be a little bit later in the spring. We'll have the details when we return.
This is Kelly Shrimplin with Old Town Realty. Our office is conveniently located at 218 Cambridge Road. Are you thinking you might want to move or downsize? Is it something in the back of your mind and you don't know where to start? Starting begins with a plan and knowing if it's a good plan for you personally and financially. Let's talk about it. I know we can work with my real estate experience and your goals to make the best decision for you. Call Kelly today, 740-502-6692.
Come shop for the latest in hunting and fishing products or book that hunting or fishing trip that is so much needed in 2022. The legendary Northeast Ohio Sportsman Show is January 20th, 21st, and 22nd at the Mount Hope Event Center, hosting outfitters from across the United States, featuring seminars on hunting and fishing all 3 days. Buckeye Big Bucks will be on site to score that trophy buck on Saturday only. Log on to ohiosportsmanshow.com for complete details. Hours are Thursday, 2 to 8, Friday 9 to 9, and Saturday 9 to 5. Admission still just $10. The Northeast Ohio Sportsman Show, January 20th, 21st, and 22nd at the Mount Hope Event Center. State Route 241 in Mount Hope. Presented by Kidron Sports, Mahindra of Maslin, Extreme Parma Marine, Newhouse Outdoors by Affordable Barns, Sleep In Suites, 360 Hunting Blinds, WQKT MCTV, and Alanovitz Bargain Hunter.
Coshocton Regional Medical Center is committed to prioritizing the safety of our patients. That promise of better care is reflected in our achievement of a Leapfrog Hospital Safety Grade A for safety excellence and a top 10% ranking for patient safety in the nation from Health Grades 2 years in a row. We strive to be the gold standard of care and have demonstrated that pledge to every patient with our commitment to patient safety. Coshocton Regional Medical Center, where care matters most.
I choose the Roundup Ready Extend crop system because I know they've got my back. Their spray early weed control guarantee helps me get the most out of early season applications. If I experience less than commercially acceptable performance, I'm eligible for up to $18 per acre on additional applications. That's a system I can depend on. The Roundup Ready Extend crop system. See program details at sprayearlyguarantee.com.
Guarantee is subject to program restrictions. Always follow pesticide label directions.
They say if you listen hard enough, you can hear the corn grow. It's true. When you're out in the field, you understand its challenges and what it needs to thrive. Channel Seedsmen bring insights from the field to our team of Bayer plant breeders. Their knowledge inspires our product development. From your best ground to your most challenging conditions, our products are designed to perform in your fields. Visit ChannelListens.com to see our latest innovations. Always read and follow IRM where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
Hi, Bob here from Plus One Pizza asking, when was the last time you had a really great pizza? Our new pizza is better than ever. Order one tonight online or call 622-9300. At Plus One Pizza, you'll love it, we guarantee it, or your money back. It's that good.
Are you over the age of 40 and have not yet had a yearly eye exam? Then you may be at risk for developing glaucoma or other eye disorders. Most of these diseases have no symptoms. That is why Dr. David Irwin and Dr. Danielle Irwin Ellis recommend yearly eye exams. They have the latest equipment to help them diagnose and treat glaucoma, macular degeneration, cataracts, and other complications related to the eye. Call 622-2270 to set up an appointment today. Mainly sunny today, very cold with highs around 20, and for tonight, mainly clear, very cold, lows around 2 above, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the morning, then becoming partly sunny, highs in the upper 20s. Currently it is 14 degrees in Koshocton. We're going to have open phone lines here in just a few minutes to talk about whatever is on your mind on this Friday morning. We are back one more time with Pastor Neil Darien from Chilai Crossroads Bible Church, and the Wild Game Dinner and Benefit Auction is coming up a little bit later in the season, Saturday, May the 7th. And how many years is this now?
I have lost track, but it's something like 15 or 16.
That long,
it's,
huh?
I mean, it's a lot,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And so something that folks look forward to each year. You've moved it from midwinter or late winter to late spring now. Why is that?
And actually, we've only been here 12 years, so I was wrong. So I don't know. It's like 11 years maybe, something like that. So we moved it originally, like last year we moved it. So first of all, we were running out of space in our building, as you well know. So we decided to, there's a really great guy named David Zook that allowed us to use his gymnasium. So we were going to seat everybody in his gymnasium, have a lot more space, seat 500 people at once. But then with COVID, it was just less, I just realized it wasn't, not everybody was going to be comfortable, and it may not be perfectly safe to have everybody sitting elbow to elbow. So with about 18 hours before the event, we switched and put it into tents outside. My wife almost killed me because she had to totally change how she did food preparation and service because it made it harder. It was farther from the kitchen and all that. So, amazingly, she is still married to me after doing that.
She pulled it off.
But she did pull it off spectacularly, and all the awesome people that volunteered and helped pulled it off really good. And what happened, Mike, is we seated 500 people under a tent outside, and everybody loved it and said it's the best way and we should always do it that way. So we can't do a tent. Well, so we had bumped it from February because of COVID concerns into April, and it was slightly chilly in April. So we thought, well, if we move it forward a couple more weeks, it'll probably be warm enough to do it outside comfortably. People liked the outside venue. We're just going to make a change and see what happens. So we bumped it a couple more weeks later. So May 7, which happens to be our anniversary. By the way, it'll be our 29th anniversary, Julie and me, but just happens to be that day. But we're going to set up some big tents in our church parking lot and do it at our church because we have the big pizza oven in the kitchen, and it can heat things really fast. And so we're really comfortable there with the kitchen stuff. So we're just going to do it that way this year. And so it'll be at the church, but we'll be able to seat everybody at once. There's only one seating, but that explains why it's later in the year.
Okay. All right. So everybody will be able to be there at once again, and having it outside it takes that barrier, the space barrier away.
Space barriers away. So people have plenty of room. They can move around, and they can look around at all the auction items, which we'll have under the tents outside as well. And I just want to give a big shout out and thank you to everybody who not only supported us through bidding in the auction, but all the great people locally who donated auction items for the event, because it's just spectacular. We're trying to raise funds to continue our youth and addictions outreach, and this helped us so much last year, and I am optimistic that we'll do the same this year. So a lot of times people don't realize that they have things that have a lot of value, but maybe they're just sitting out in their garage or sitting out in the barn or something. So people that are listening, if they have items they'd like to consider donating for the event, we would sure love to have whatever people. What we say is one man's junk is another man's treasure, right? But I guess think about it. If it seems like it has value, great. If it's like maybe kids' clothes, I probably couldn't auction those. But if it's a tractor that doesn't run, we could probably figure out how to get that to work. You know what I'm saying? So whatever. People have been so gracious, and I'm just really thankful because we're able to continue to really do great outreach in the community, and it's thanks to people being so generous.
The Wild Game Dinner and Benefit Auction going on for 10-plus years. And Pastor Neil, let's take a moment and talk to those folks that maybe don't know what we're talking about or only familiar with it. Why do you do this each year, and how does the day or the evening unfold?
Yeah, we do it because we want people to have a great, clean family fun. I mean, a lot of times hunters bring their sons or daughters, and it's so much fun to just eat unusual food and wear camo. And so it's just kind of become an iconic community event. It started just as a potluck because people had extra venison in their freezer. And we said, why don't we just... we'll bring what you got, and we'll bring what we got, and it has grown from there. It grew to the point, Mike, where there was no seating available at all when it was free, so we started charging just so we could guarantee everybody a seat, and so that's why we're charging. But we're really doing it because we want to provide really positive things for people in the community to do as a family, and I think that has worked spectacularly.
All right, and so there's at the beginning there's usually a message, and then you eat, and then you still have the chicken wing. Are you gonna do that anymore?
We probably won't do that one this year because it's a little challenging with being outside in the tent, and we want to keep everything hot. One of our mottos is hot things hot, cold things cold, right? So if we can't do it with excellence, we're going to try trimming it from the program this year's, the wing eating contest itself. Well, because you reigned for so many years, you called it a dynasty, winning it so many times, and you're not participating anymore. There's a lot of other people who want to, but honestly, it was very popular last year, but it wasn't like everybody was clamoring for it. There were a few people. So we're trying to make it like the most fun for the most people.
But there's certainly the dinner. You started off, you had lots of extra venison, but you've had some really very exotic stuff over the years. There's one in particular we haven't mentioned yet that caught my eye that you're going to have.
Okay, we're going to have. But let's talk about some things we had in the past. We used to have a chili making contest mm-hmm. as part of it, which we don't have this year either. But it's because we're just making it more excellent in other ways. But you brought some fantastic chili that I think I can still taste. You brought some, and you put like a skull and crossbones or something?
I didn't do that. That means poison. But it had some of my homegrown hot peppers. And quite honestly, I had the most fun at the end of the evening before we left. I had three or four teenagers back there with me daring each other to eat it, and they did.
Okay, so forgive me, I didn't mean to imply poison. You had some sign that looked like very severe warning.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, yeah,
absolutely. Yes, it did come with a caveat. Warning, but
yeah, but I enjoyed it. I mean, I didn't eat much, but it was really good. And you grew the peppers.
I grew the peppers,
which was really cool. So that tradition has kind of continued. There's a lady who brought she shot a moose. A couple years ago, and she brought moose chili. So we shared moose chili with everybody. So we have those kinds of just happy upgrades that we don't mention in the program because we don't know they're going to happen. But I was at the Northeast Ohio Sportsman Show that there was just a commercial for right before we came on the air together here in this segment last night, and that lady walked up. And we started talking, her and her husband, and she is waiting for a big snow in Colorado, or a medium snow, because she's going to go get a mountain lion, is her plan.
Okay.
And she said if she gets one, she's going to make mountain lion chili and bring it.
Okay.
So I don't know if she's going to get one. I don't know if she gets one, if she actually will bring it. But if she does, we're going to share. So that's how it works.
I didn't know that mountain lion was something that that people, I suppose you can eat. Just about anything.
I suppose. Okay. And she was a fantastic cook. The moose chili last year was very popular.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really fun. And I have the guy who's been donating turtle he confirmed he's giving us turtle again for the turtle soup. We are getting our order placed already for the alligator because we want to make sure we have plenty of alligator nuggets for people. So we have a long history of having lots of great kinds of food. So, you know, the menu is always subject to change, but the things that we have on here, we're guaranteeing. And so we have the thing I think you were referring to, I think is emu.
That's right.
Emu.
Yeah.
It's an Australian bird, but I believe these are farm grown in America.
Okay.
But it tastes, so somebody asked me what it tastes like and I said it tastes like ostrich.
Okay. And then they said, what does ostrich taste like?
And I said, what do you think I said?
Chicken.
Yes, exactly. But I think emu is a little different than that. But it's kind of similar. The thing you never want to say, and of course, this isn't even funny, like there's a joke about, you know, somebody saying it tastes like bald eagle. That's just terrible. So I don't know what bald eagle tastes like. I would never, ever do that because I sure love our national bird. But this is a bird that's not protected. It's a bird that is, you know, a good protein source and is cultivated for that. So, but emu is a pretty neat meat that I don't think a lot of people around here have had. We're going to be experimenting with different ways to cook it in the near future, but only a couple insiders get to taste it before the actual event.
Okay, and that is part of the that's part of the premier ticket.
That's part of the premier ticket. Yep. So we have two levels of tickets. There's a regular ticket that's $15. In advance, and a premier ticket that's now $60 in advance. We're doing something this year, Mike, but I don't even know if it's a good idea. But sometimes you just have to do stuff and figure out if it's a good idea, right? So we're going to let people buy tickets at the door if we have any left. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if we're going to have any left. But it'll be a little bit more to buy tickets at the door. It's $10 more for the regular ticket and $15 more for the premier ticket at the door. We typically... Occasionally there's one or two people that are like, I just learned about this event. Can I come? I wanted to give them a way to come. But those tickets at the door will only be available, if we're not completely sold out. So if every seat is taken, then there won't be any tickets available at the door. But I wanted to give that one or two people an option if they just learned about it today and can I please get in? I didn't want to leave them out in the cold.
Okay, and it's the Wild Game Dinner and Benefit Auction coming up Saturday, May the 7th, a fundraiser for the church and their programs, their ministries as well. And so many different things. We had some exotic seafood in the past, and one that really stood out with me, Neil, and not something that's particularly exotic. They're all over the place around here. Canada Goose. Remember that?
Yeah, sure.
Canada Goose.
Yeah, my brother-in-law
goose
brought that.
Here.
Yep.
Those were, I didn't think I was going to like it, and it was surprisingly good. Dark meat.
Dark meat. Well, my brother-in-law is a fantastic hunter, and he shot those and cleaned them and cooked them, and those were really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's been making goose breast for me for a long time.
Okay.
Because he's a great guy to hang around because he's always hunting or fishing and is a great cook.
Okay. Well, yeah. And that is just one example. Alligator, turtle, venison on the menu this year and likely some other stuff as well as the Wild Game Dinner and Benefit Auction. Pastor Neil, what else would you like to share with us about that event?
Sure. People can get tickets at ChileaWildGame.com, ChileaWildGame.com, or they can call or text, and the number is 740-908-4311, 740-908-4311. 4311. This is the first year we're allowing people, we have a number that works with texting, because not everybody would like to call, they might like to text. So that is the number. Or go to the website, childiowawildgame.com. And we're allowing people to also make reservations. If for some reason somebody doesn't have a credit card, they can't pay in advance, they can make a reservation this year and maybe pay at the door. If they pay at the door, they're going to pay the at the door price. Mm-hmm. But they could like make a reservation and then send a check or something like that. So we're trying to be as flexible as possible. We also have a new system at that website, childiowawildgame.com, where people don't have to put in all their information. Like a lot of people, obviously we have 500 plus guests. It's a pain to have to put all your same information in again every year. My address is the same. My phone number is the same. My email is the same. So we have a new system that you just put your cell number in and it remembers all your information. So it's a lot easier to sign up.
All right. It's the Wild Game Dinner and Benefit Auction coming up Saturday, May the 7th, and it will be at the church this year. It's going to be outdoors, but it'll be at the church.
Outdoors at the church on May 7th, hoping for good weather, yeah.
All right. And at 12 noon. Anything else about the Wild Game Dinner or anything else today, Pastor Neil?
Sure. So we have an exhibit. We're exhibiting at the Northeast Ohio Sportsman Show. And we have a bunch of great people that are staffing that booth right now. So that's up in Mount Hope at the Auction Center. If anybody that's listening is headed up that way this weekend, we do have a booth up there. They can buy tickets on the spot. They can pick up flyers or tell their friends about it. But it's been really fun. I had a blast last night just seeing old friends and making new friends at that show. The people who run it, Jody and Mary, do a great job. And it is a really well-run show. And there's a lot of great people. I saw a bunch of our Amish neighbors and people, so all the way up in Mount Hope, has got a lot of draw to that show. So just a shout out of thanks to the folks that run it for allowing us to have that exhibit. We were the very last booth to sign up before they were full. I'm really happy we got in. I signed up for next year as well. But we are there, and they can learn more about it at that event. Looking forward to having, emu, beef tenderloin, the coconut jumbo shrimp. We're finding some new ways to make that even better because one of my mottos in life is everything can always be improved. So we're trying to make the menu stronger and better than ever. And so very excited about the Wild Game Dinner coming up. And you asked also, so this is our last segment probably.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. So again, we have our preschool open house coming up this Thursday night from 5 to 6 p.m. We're just so happy to be able to give parents a place where they can have their kid at a very low cost, but a very high quality child care. And we'd love people to come learn about it. They can sign up for that event at childiecrossroads.org/open and come eat some pizza, tour the facility, meet the staff. We'd love to have them.
Go to that website and learn about anything that we've talked about this morning. And again, that open house coming up next Thursday. That is 6 days from today. Have we left anything out, Pastor Neil?
Man, I appreciate it, and it was good to hear about some hot soup from you earlier today, too.
Okay, so once again, I'm starting out the morning hungry, but we'll talk about maybe some more food next hour as well. Pastor Neil, always a pleasure. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much.
Pastor Neil Darien from Childlike Crossroads Bible Church. Phone lines are open up until 11 o'clock this morning, and let's see, what all did people mention yesterday in their soups? Chili, of course, potato soup. We had someone mention a potato asparagus soup in general, garlic soup, mentioned my homemade miso soup, which is, if you got the right ingredients, just as good as to what you'll get in a Japanese restaurant or a sushi restaurant. So we can talk about that if you would like. And what about maybe some of the exotic foods that you have eaten, soup or otherwise? There is one other soup that I made. In fact, it was a contest winner one year. This is going back about 10 years or so. She crab soup. That's right. She is in female crab soup. And it is popular in just one speck of the map in the United States. And that is Charleston, South Carolina. And along the coast there in Charleston, South Carolina, she crab soup has a crab in it. The ingredient that you can't get just anywhere, though, that lends its name to the soup is crab roe, crab eggs. And it is absolutely delicious. It is a cream-based soup. I can't think of all the ingredients off the top of my head because it's been a while. Now, I didn't have crab roe. can't really get crab roe around here, but that you can substitute crumbled egg yolks. And I don't have a basis of comparison because I've never had the she crab soup with the crab roe in it, but the crumbled egg yolks worked just fine. And you top off a bowl of it with just a little bit of a cooking sherry, and I'm getting hungry once again. She crab soup. You ever been down to Charleston and had any of the gullah cooking or the Charleston cooking? So many things in Charleston to see and do. Very historic city, beautiful architecture, and a beautiful area. Lots of culture there. And great food as well. So those are some things we can get started with this morning. Give me a call and let me know what's on your mind today. And what about the most exotic food that, you have ever eaten? I've eaten a lot of it. A lot of it, up with Pastor Neil at the, wild game dinner and auction each year. But, what about you? Give me a call. Let me know. 740-622-1560-1567 or 545-9284. Let's get started.
Hi, Bob here from Plus One Pizza asking, when was the last time you had a really great pizza? Our new pizza is better than ever. Order one tonight online or call 622-9300. At Plus One Pizza, you'll love it, we guarantee it, or your money back. It's that good.
I'm Malcolm. I'm a commercial cash management specialist, but I'm also a leader and a musician.
At Park National Bank, we're more than our job titles, and you're more than an account number. You get personal attention and direct access to a caring, compassionate banker who respects and responds to your needs and goals. Find Malcolm or a banker near you at parknationalbank.com. Park National Bank, where you mean more. Member FDIC, parknationalbank.com.
Call the Jeff Drennan and Ford Weather Service for the local forecast 24 hours a day at 622-0194. Mention this ad for an extra $1,000 on your trade-in now through the end of the month at Jeff Drennan and Ford, 801 South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
For winning lottery numbers any time of day, call 622-CALL for the B-Dry Lottery Line. If your foundation walls are bowed or cracked, call B-Dry today for a free estimate with no obligation.
It's a new year with new reading challenges on Beanstack. Readers of all ages can sign up for virtual challenges and keep track of their reading activity by downloading the Beanstack Tracker app or by visiting coshoctonlibrary.beanstack.org. For help getting started, stop in the library or call 740-622-0956.
The Coshocton Public Library System. Explore a world of possibilities.
There was a tree in the middle of a yard, the prettiest tree that you ever did see. And the ALB goes around all around, and the ALB goes around, and on that tree there were some holes, the ugliest holes that you ever did see. And the holes on the tree, and the trees in the ground, and the ALB goes around all around, and the ALB goes around, and in that hole there was some frass, sawdusty frass that you ever did see. And the frass in the holes, and the holes on the tree, and the trees in the ground, and the ALB goes around all around, and the ALB goes around.
Now there's no more tree in the middle of that yard. It's the deadest tree that you ever did see. Because the beetle killed the tree, and the tree hit the ground, and the ALB still goes all around, and the ALB goes around.
Spot the signs and stop the Asian longhorned beetle. Learn all the signs at AsianLonghornedBeetle.com.
The happiest public service announcement about an invasive species that you ever did see. It is 9:52. We have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock this morning. It is Friday. We got into the spirit of Friday yesterday. In fact, we had one caller said you got into some pretty deep stuff the day before, and we did. And it was a good show. We had lots of callers who were talking about decency and decency standards and what decency means to begin with. But that was Wednesday. This is Friday, and we've got the weekend ahead of us, and we've got the NFL football games ahead of us, and looking forward to that. Suddenly, you know, when the Browns didn't make the playoffs, I'm like, well, I don't even care about the playoffs of this year. And it was a entertaining bunch of games last weekend, so give me a call. Let me know what you think. I will be rooting for the Bengals against the Titans, and the Bengals will be the underdogs in that game. However, if the the Bengals have been inconsistent this year, and if they bring their A game, they can make it happen. So give me a call. Let me know what you think about the NFL. Another celebrity death, and it was Meatloaf, who had a couple of very, very popular albums. One that goes back to my high school days, the Meatloaf's Bat Out of Heck album. Talking about the standards. My standards here on this program are a lot higher than what the FCC even requires. But Meatloaf's album, Bat Out of Heck. Jim Steinman, the Meatloaf's producer, lent as much, if not more, to Meatloaf sound than Meatloaf itself. But that was a great album that was just brimming with teenaged angst. With 2 out of 3, Ain't Bad, You Took the Words Right Out of My Mouth, Paradise by the Dashboard Lights. Meatloaf was, before he hit it big as a musician, was featured in the Rocky Horror Picture Show movie, one of the oddest cult movies out there. So those are some things that we can chat about. 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. I had a friend, a very good friend, that I bond over rock music and popular music with, once posted a question, and this was on a rock and roll website, but the crucial albums of your high school years and your teen years, maybe your young adulthood, what were the albums that you associate with your youth, whether it's albums that you and your friends got together and listened to, or whether it's perhaps music that you listened to without your friends there. And I had two different sets of music myself. I've always had what I consider to be very broad musical tastes. I don't gravitate towards exclusively one type of music. So what were the essential albums of your childhood, or essential artists or songs, perhaps? And so that's going to depend on how old you were. I've always been a big Beatles fan, although I was 7 years old when the Beatles broke up. So I didn't live through it as a teenager, but I appreciate the Beatles and their music and their influence on popular music more than any other band. However, I went to high school, let's see, from 1977 to 1981. And that was the time period that the music was the music came out when I went to school, and Meatloaf's album Bat Out of Heck was one of the, I wasn't a huge fan, but that was an album that all the kids were listening to. So what about you? That's a good Friday type of a topic. I'd like to hear from you between now and 11 o'clock this morning. If you do want to talk a little bit more about comfort food and soup recipes and great things to prepare in your own kitchen on days like this, whether you make your soup in your crock pot or stovetop, or I don't know, some other way. Give me a call. Let's get started. 740-622-1560. We'll be right back.
We're a farm store, a family store, a Look What I Found store. We're a store made for real people and some real beasts. We're a Hey Neighbor kind of store and an everyday low price store. We're Rural King, and we're working hard to be your favorite store. Check out the huge selection of men's, women's, and kids' Wrangler clothing at the lowest prices every day, like these Wrangler Retro Bootcut jeans for just $49.99.
The Scott Antique Market is coming to the Ohio Expo Centers this weekend, featuring hundreds of vendors who have collectibles and merchandise from all over the world. You can find furniture, jewelry, art, gold, silver, glassware, pottery, militaria, and much, much more. Just take I-71 to exit 111 at 17th Avenue to enjoy America's favorite treasure hunt. It's huge. It's the Scott Antique Market. Go to scottantiquemarkets.com for more information. It's the Scott Antique Markets this weekend.
It's 9:58. All the phone lines are open. We had a bunch of calls Wednesday and a bunch of calls yesterday. Two busy days of open phone lines on the talk show. So let's not fizzle out on Friday. If you do want to talk about comfort food, we could do that. If you want to look back on local history, maybe that blizzard. I always get the year mixed up, 77 or 78, the storm of the century. And the state of Ohio, Pennsylvania, we got the brunt of it here. What were you doing during that storm? Schools were closed for a couple of weeks. And that was back when it took more than a dusting of snow to close schools. It just didn't happen. It was not uncommon to go through a winter without a snow day. We're talking a couple of weeks or more. So give me a call. We can look back on that. Or if there's something else that's on your mind, give me a call.
Family Urgent Care, located in the Downtown or Plaza, now has a nurse practitioner on site Monday through Friday. Having a nurse practitioner on location will help diagnose and treat acute and chronic conditions, prescribe medications, and order tests such as lab work and x-rays. Family Urgent Care is open Monday through Friday. Give them a call at 740-722-9600 or stop by. They are located next to the BMV in the Downtown or Plaza.
Mainly sunny today, very cold with highs around 20. For tonight, mainly clear, very cold with lows around 2 above. And tomorrow, mostly sunny in the morning, then becoming a partly sunny, highs in the upper 20s. Currently, it is 14 degrees in Coshocton. This is WTNS-FM, Coshocton, Ohio. It is 10 o'clock. Here's the news from the AP.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. No breakthroughs in the high-stakes talks between the U.S. and Russia on the question of Ukraine. Russia denies it's planning to invade, but about 100,000 of his troops are massed near the border. This morning, Secretary of State Tony Blinken met Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva. Blinken warned that if Russia invades Ukraine, there will be a swift and severe response. And Secretary Blinken also had another warning.
We also know from experience that Russia has an extensive playbook of aggression short of military action, including cyber attacks, paramilitary tactics, and other means of advancing their interests aggressively without overtly using military action. Those types of Russian aggression will also be met with a decisive, calibrated, and again, united response.
Foreign Minister Lavrov calls the talks constructive and useful and says the U.S. agreed to provide written responses to Russian demands on Ukraine in the next few days. The forecast is for snow, sleet, and freezing rain in some parts of the South. Some schools have canceled classes in areas of the Carolinas and Virginia. Duke Energy's Jeff Brooks in Charlotte, North Carolina, says you got to be careful if you lose power and you use your generator.
Make sure it's in a well-ventilated area and don't ever grill inside a garage or other places where you don't have adequate ventilation. Unfortunately, in these winter storms, we tend to always hear situations where people try to use an open flame or try to use some type of a heating device or a generator incorrectly, and it can create serious issues or even potentially deaths.
He talked to WWAY-TV. Meat Loaf has died. The rock superstar was 74. His Bat Out of Hell album is cherished by fans. This is AP News. The AP's Jackie Quinn remembers Meat Loaf as family and friends mourn his death.
He was larger than life, roaring onto the rock scene in 1977 with the classic Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
It never felt so good, it never felt so right.
Texas native Marvin Lee Adday in 2019 talked about his theatrical performances and how he's acting out characters.
I do every song on a record in character. Different people.
Meatloaf had a number of health issues over the years, including passing out during a show in Edmonton in 2016. He won a Grammy in 1994. Meatloaf's agent confirming his death at the age of 74 and says, don't ever stop rocking. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Can I feel it? It is 3 minutes after 10 o'clock, 16 degrees in Koshok. Got open phone lines up until 11 o'clock. Meatloaf's Bat Out of Heck album, one of the defining albums of at least the era where I went to high school. What about you? I'm talking about the late 1970s. That's an album that very popular with the kids here in Koshokton. And let's see, that three singles released off of it. Two out of three ain't bad. Paradise by the Dashboard Lights, which is perhaps the most famous song off of that album. But it didn't get as much radio airplay as some of the other stuff for a couple of reasons. Number one, it was very, very long. And number two, it had some PG-13 content in it as well. So give me a call. We can talk about Meatloaf. We can talk about the defining albums of your high school years or your young adulthood. Maybe you got college years as well. And some of the others during I graduated in 1981, and some of the popular albums we all listened to were Back in Black by AC/DC. There was, let's see, High Infidelity from REO Speedwagon came out about that time. I remember listening to that over and over and over again on 8-track tape, no less. And some of the others that not necessarily I listened to with my friends. I was a big fan and still am of Warren Zevon's album, Excitable Boy. It's an album. It's kind of dark. It has it's a lot of story songs with exotic locations around the planet, and I don't know exactly why it resonated with me so much, but I was a big fan of Warren Zevon's Excitable Boy. That's the one that had Werewolves of London on it. So what about you? What were some of the albums that you and your friends got together and listened to? A couple other artists that I listened to at home in my bedroom without anybody around: Barry Manilow and ABBA. And I say that with pride. I appreciate both of them, especially ABBA, the Swedish supergroup ABBA, with their infectious harmonies. And a lot of their songs were lightweight. A lot of them were rather deeply themed, although kind of disguised by the happy sounding harmonies. So yeah, I listened to ABBA and Barry Manilow, but not with my friends. My friends probably went home and did the same thing. When we were out together, we listened to AC/DC. And the Eagles, Hotel California in the long run. And, of course, Bat Out of Heck from Meatloaf. So that's something that we could talk about. Anybody else have a favorite soup recipe that you want to share? Or a favorite winter comfort food? Chili? You say chili. No two batches of chili seem to be exactly the same. Maybe you have a recipe that you follow to a T. I don't know how many batches of chili I have made over my lifetime, probably 100 or more. And with chili, I don't use measuring cups or spoons. I just eyeball it, and other factors are, it depends on, what do I have in my kitchen? Do I have beans or don't I? Or do I have fresh tomatoes or frozen tomatoes? Do I have onions? A lot of it depends on what I already have and whether I'm cooking that batch of chili just for me or just for others. That batch of chili that Pastor Neil mentioned last hour, that was an intentionally hot. I put more than one super hot pepper in there. I brought that one for demonstration purposes only, and it was... it was hot, and three or four teenage boys at the end of the night, I think they had the most fun with it. It was fun watching them turn red. You know, you dare a 13-year-old to eat a cooked ghost pepper. You tell him, "Nah, that's too hot for you. You probably shouldn't eat it." And he did, and he turned red and told me how good it was. So phone lines are open to talk about your chili to talk about other soups that you have, spicy or otherwise. I'd like to hear from you between now and 11 o'clock this morning. And what about chicken soup and chicken soup recipes or other types of soups? Give me a call. The phone lines are all dark. And yesterday, now I had my mic. I came in to work yesterday thinking, you know, I'd like to have some Mexican after work. So I already had that in my mind. Then we got to talking about all these soups. But went ahead and had Mexican for lunch yesterday. And it was delicious. But now I'm jonesing for some chili or some soup. So if you've got any good ideas or your own recipes, or maybe some exotic foods that you have eaten and enjoyed, or maybe sampled and didn't like. And I've tried a few pretty exotic stuff. Century eggs, look that one up. Give me a call. The phone lines are open. I have had the balut, which is a fertilized duck egg where the duck is allowed to develop. You crack it open and you can see there's a little baby duck in there, and you eat it that way. Crack open the egg. It is a very popular food, street food in the Philippines, and I didn't even know you could get it here in the United States. A few years back, I was coming back from a trip from down south, and I was in Tennessee and Alabama, and stopped in Cincinnati at Jungle Jim's International, I don't know what they call it, Jungle Jim's International Market, a huge, huge, huge grocery store that has all sorts of things. They had ostrich eggs for $60 a piece, and they had balut, to my surprise. So I had to buy some, had to try it, tried one at home, took a couple more to a party to show off for friends. Probably will never order it again. Something a little off-putting about that, although we eat and drink things that are part of our culture that we don't even think about. Just eating a chicken's egg or drinking a cow's milk might seem a little strange in other cultures. So give me a call. We can chat about that if you would like. I'm just tossing out some ideas. It is Friday. If you do want to talk about the winter, this is the time of the year, now that the holidays are in the rearview mirror, in all seriousness, seasonal affective disorder, SAD, is something that that exists. The days are shorter. It is colder outside. You can't get outside and synthesize the vitamin D like you do. And you can't get around. You've got COVID to add to the mix, keeping us farther apart from each other. And that takes its toll on some people. And for some, it's just winter blahs and the winter blues. For others, it's much more serious. So let's lift each other up this morning. Give me a call. Let me know what's on your mind. We have nothing open but open phone lines until 11 o'clock. So I'd like to hear from you right now.
For winning lottery numbers any time of day, call 622-CALL for the B-Dry Lottery Line. If your foundation walls are bowed or cracked, call B-Dry today for a free estimate with no obligation.
I'm getting older. Do I need to worry about falling?
Yes, you do. Every year, one in four people 65 and older will experience a fall, and many result in serious injury. The majority of falls happen at home, so take a look around. Replace bulbs and add lighting to help you see obstacles. Remove things that can make you trip. Fix uneven steps and floors, and install handrails in bathrooms and on stairs. Consider balance or strength training exercises, which can help with agility. Get your eyes and hearing checked regularly. Changes in your hearing can affect your balance. To learn more, please talk to your doctor about steps you can take to help prevent a fall. You can also visit aarpfoundation.org or medicaremadeclear.com/falls. This message was brought to you by United Healthcare and AARP Foundation.
I choose the Roundup Ready Extend crop system because I know they've got my back. Their spray early weed control guarantee helps me get the most out of early season applications. If I experience less than commercially acceptable performance, I'm eligible for up to $18 per acre on additional applications. That's a system I can depend on. The Roundup Ready Extend crop system. See program details at sprayearlyguarantee.com.
Guarantee is subject to program restrictions. Always follow pesticide label directions.
They say if you listen hard enough, you can hear the corn grow. It's true. When you're out in the field, you understand its challenges and what it needs to thrive. Channel Seedsmen bring insights from the field to our team of Bayer plant breeders. Their knowledge inspires our product development. From your best ground to your most challenging conditions, our products are designed to perform in your fields. Visit ChannelListens.com to see our latest innovations. Always read and follow IRM where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
Hi, Bob here from Plus One Pizza asking, when was the last time you had a really great pizza? Our new pizza is better than ever. Order one tonight online or call 622-9300. At Plus One Pizza, you'll love it, we guarantee it, or your money back. It's that good.
If you have a dead battery, call Prince's Wrecker Service. Dave and his guys have Interstate and AAA batteries for just about anything. ATVs, four-wheelers, tractors, snowblowers, and of course vehicles. If you need a new battery, call Prince's Wrecker Service at 622-3916. Now here's the weather.
Mainly sunny today, very cold with highs around 20. For tonight, mainly clear, very cold with lows around 2 above. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the morning, then becoming partly sunny with highs in the upper 20s. Currently, it is 16 degrees in Coshocton, and just a brief commercial break, but we had a bunch of calls come in during that break, so let's get right to it. Hi, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air. Whoops, I forgot to push the magic button here. Sorry about that. Now you're on the air.
All right. Yeah, I was a little bit different kind of music when I was growing up. I liked my Harry Chapin, Jim Croce, stuff like that. But the best album ever made was Bob Seger, Live Bullet.
Bob, that was a good live album. And live albums, in my opinion, there are some really, really good ones, like the one you just mentioned. And Peter Frampton, one of the best-selling live albums ever. But there were some others that weren't too great. But, yeah, that was a good one.
Well, Bob Seger makes you drive fast. That's what he does.
He makes you drive fast? Is that what you said?
Yeah. He makes you drive fast.
Uh-huh.
All right. That's all I got.
Okay. Thank you for calling and talking about some of the albums, your favorite albums from your childhood or ones that maybe defined your high school years. Give me a call. Let's take another phone call now. Hello. You're on the air.
Hi, Mike.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. I was reading some health notes. It says animals giving capsaicin, the substance that's put the hops in the chili peppers.
That's what makes spicy peppers. That's what makes hot peppers hot, yes.
Yeah, they didn't gain weight despite their high-fat diets. Capsaicin stimulates the body's ability to burn calories. Research is underway in humans. That's from the bottom line health.
Mm-hmm.
So there's might be a good future that hot stuff.
Yeah, one extra benefit, and another one of the benefits, purported benefits of capsaicin and super hot peppers is that it stimulates your brain to release endorphins, which endorphins in your system is a natural painkiller, and it gives you, I don't know if high is the right word, but more of a sense of well-being.
Well, that's what they say. I've heard that before. I don't know.
Well, and as much as I love spicy food, I question that a little bit myself, and maybe it has that impact on some more than others, yeah.
Okay. Now, here's a good one. I know quite a few people, not quite a few, some people that have migraine headaches.
Yes.
And I just read this little health note. It says, at the first sign of a migraine, dip the flattened end of a toothpick into cayenne pepper, cayenne, however you want to say it, and sniff a little bit into each nostril. In addition to offering natural pain relief, cayenne pepper is a good source of magnesium, which helps ward off migraines. In some cases, adding cayenne pepper to foods may also help prevent future migraines. I bet you never have any.
I have never had any migraines, ever. And from talking and hearing from people that do have migraines, bless their hearts. From the descriptions, I don't wish that on anybody. It's more than just a bad headache. If you get it bad, you're sensitive to light and sound, and just makes you totally miserable. But I have never had migraines. I don't know that I would attribute that to eating spicy foods, but perhaps it is.
Yeah, how would you prove it? I don't know. But anyway, I was thinking about soups, you know. I had to make some soup yesterday, too. I just make a regular...
What'd you make?
Vegetable beef. But
did you make it yourself or open a can?
No, I don't open cans. That stuff's terrible.
Okay.
No. I did my hamburger onions and veg carrots and potato. One potato to a pot. That's enough.
Uh-huh.
And let's see what else. Peas and corn and cabbage. I really like cabbage in it. So I had to slice some of that up. And then I had a green I put in. Right now I can't tell you the name of it. Oh, shoot. It's, anyway, it's something. You eat it a lot. Sometimes it's grain with beef soup. But I can't tell you what it is right now. But I put it in. But anyway, I was just thinking, the weird soups that I have never heard of, and I don't know, this is in my mind thinking. When we were small growing up, you know, Dad always hunted coon. And, so he'd sell the pelt and we'd eat the meat. But I was wondering, Mom never made any coon soup. But why couldn't she? I mean, you eat it. I think you could use any of that stuff, like your groundhogs.
Sure.
I haven't had any. I don't know that I want any, but when I used to eat the coon when, you know, I was young, I didn't think a thing about it. It was good. You'd boil it for a while and then flour it and throw it in the oven and roast it.
Yeah, and you have to know, I've always heard you have to know how to clean them, though.
Well, you got to get that fat off. That pertains to a lot of things, even your deer. If you leave that too much fat on that doesn't do the taste any good.
Yeah.
So, you got to watch that. But I don't know if they still have that raccoon supper at Danville or not, but they used to have it every year, so I don't know. I don't hear much from that way anymore, so I don't know. But usually in February when they had it.
Yeah, it used to be like just a week or two after the event up in Chilai.
Yeah. So, yeah, I haven't been back there for a long time. Boy, he's really getting a lot of stuff, food in there.
Uh-huh.
Stuff that I don't think I want to try, Mike. I know you might, but I don't.
I will try anything once.
I know. Well, you tell about that duck or chicken in the egg. Oh, the little onboard thing.
18, the optimum, that's called balut, B-A-L-U-T. It's eaten commonly in the Philippines, especially. And what you do is let them eat the fertilized eggs, wait till they're half developed, and then you cook them and crack them open and eat them right out of the shell. And the one I ate, it wasn't, you could make out exactly what it was that you are eating. So it didn't taste bad. Certainly the cartilage and the bones were starting to develop, so it was not so soft like an egg. But just knowing what I was eating was a bit of a turnoff. Usually that kind of stuff doesn't bother me. It did a little bit with that, but I ate two or three of them.
I saw a lot of those chickens and the eggs because when we had chickens, the hens would set, you know, and then sometimes they'd leave the nest before they were all hatched, and of course the chicken didn't live if it didn't have the heat from her, so you'd break the egg open to see what was going on, and you'd find that there was a chicken in there, but we didn't eat it. So, I don't know. So how do you like the snow? I don't like it too well.
I don't either. Yeah, you know, Monday when we came in on Monday, I made the comment that when we have a heavy snow like that and the cancellations, that it kind of, in an odd way, brings us, adds a little sense of community and brings us together. But when it lingers more than a couple of days, it starts to get old real quick. We got above freezing briefly, and so now we've got our ice here and there. The good news is that we aren't under a level anything anymore in Coshocton County, and that the roads are pretty much clear. I say pretty much clear because I don't know what some of the really back roads are like, but suffice to say the streets in Coshocton. But I'm ready for it to warm up and for all the snow to and the snow and the ice to disappear. I'm done with it.
Yeah, but we've had a wonderful winter, though. I mean, you know, I mean, how could you have that kind of a winter? I like those kind.
We haven't had a snow, I don't have statistics in front of me, but this is the heaviest snow or the deepest snow that we've had all in one time for, seemingly for several years.
Well, I think so, too. But, you know, people once in a while mentioned the blizzard of 78. On your show every once in a while.
Yeah.
But nobody remembers there was a 77 blizzard.
That's perhaps why I get confused, because I get the years mixed up. I was a paper boy for both of them. You know, at that age, I thought, well, we're just going to get this every year now because that's the way that it is. But
yeah.
The one in 1978, I think, that was the one that was more crippling. But wasn't it the second one?
Yeah, electricity was out for a couple weeks,
yeah,
and stuff like that. But 77 was bad because I worked at a shop and my husband worked at the same shop and two of my sons worked at the same shop. So they came out about 9 o'clock in the morning and said, because it was snowing then and blowing like crazy, there was blizzard warnings out. And I'd never been in a blizzard. I had heard it out west, how people got lost and died.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, I thought, well, how could that be? They could get lost in a snowstorm. But I found out a little bit of it on the way home. My sons, two sons, were in the van, and my husband and I are in the truck behind him. You could not see the road. Good thing you knew the road.
Uh-huh.
And you couldn't, sometimes you wouldn't even see the van in front of us. And you didn't know if you were going to make it home or not. So, boy, when we got home, we stayed home, of course. We had to. But, no, 78, I was home. My husband had just gotten out of the hospital in Columbus and was home. And anyway, he was really sick and everything. So we didn't have heat in the house, and it was miserable that year. So I don't want to see those. But, boy, when I hear about a blizzard at other places, I realize what the poor people are going through. I mean, they have it worse than we did, but ours was pretty bad. So many inches, I mean, valleys and everything on the road where it would go down. It was the level, like it was, you could just, you know, all that feet of snow underneath.
Right, and I just remember that there was high winds with it as well, because
yes,
the drifting was just incredible.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that brought up the thought, too. Remember those rollers we had back a few years ago?
Yeah.
I just, you know, that was so different. I had never in my lifetime ever seen anything like that.
That was, for those that don't know what we're talking about, they're called snow rollers, and you have to have just the right set of circumstances. But what happens is that you've got the snow that's just of the right consistency, the temperature has to be just right, and you have to have strong winds. And to put it in simple terms, the wind would pick up some snow and roll it like a snowball, and you end up with these snow rollers, which look like big those big bales of hay or, you know, bales of of insulation, and sometimes if they were just right, they were hollow, and there's a hole like a donut through the middle of some, not all of them, but some of them. I'd never heard of them before. I didn't even know what was going on until somebody called the talk show, and then another call and another call that day. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about, but I went out with my camera afterwards and took a bunch of pictures. So that was weird, but that is a very rare very rare occurrence, and most of us will probably never see it again.
That's right. I mean, things, I mean, well, there's probably something else coming along I haven't ever seen either, but concerning the weather, boy, I mean, that was different to me. Wow.
I remember it was very cold. I had to go out and take pictures, and it was very cold the day after, like in the close to zero in the single digits, because just remember how cold it was, because I was all bundled up. Got some good photos, as did a lot of other people.
Oh, that's great. My sister lives close to Tiverton. It's level on top of the hill, and she had him in the field across her. I mean, it just didn't seem possible something like that could be, but down in the valleys, I didn't, you know, it just wasn't, they didn't make them down there unless the land's flat.
It was... I remember there's a cornfield, a flat cornfield right near the intersection of 83 South and 16. There were a bunch of them there. I remember stopping along 2nd Street in Coshocton, not too far from that spot that I just mentioned, right along the road. I think it's there where the boat ramp is, and there were a bunch of them there. I took a drive back County Road 6 and back through some of the back roads not too far out of town, and they weren't everywhere. There was just certain little spots where you would find a few of them. Sometimes there were just a few. Sometimes there were a bunch of them. So that was, yeah, that was a weird, oddball weather phenomenon that I had never even heard of before that day.
Well, how many years ago was that? I'm just trying to think of what?
Probably 10.
I was going to say between 10 and 15. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
In some ways, and not so long. So, well, I better get off, as somebody else might want to talk, and I'm taking up too much time.
Well, thank you for calling. Always good to hear from you. 10:31 is the time. We have open phone lines until 11. And, yes, we did indeed a little bit ago have another caller waiting and got into an in-depth conversation with our last call, so I hope you call me back or somebody else if you want to talk about snow rollers or the weather or the defining albums of your youth, your high school years, or young adulthood. Give me a call, and that topic coming in the wake of the death of Meatloaf, whose Bat Out of Heck album resonated with many, sold tens of millions of copies. Phone lines are open. Talk about any of that. And if you do want to share a comfort food recipe or talk about some of the more unusual foods, and I had somebody that gifted me a beef tongue a few weeks ago. I have not cooked it yet. My plan is to cook it and to pickle it. And beef tongue, at least when I went to the North Market in Columbus, and beef tongue is, at least at the North Market, because you don't see it in too many, you don't go to the grocery stores and see tongue anymore. At least I haven't seen any, but it was, I don't know, they were charging $5-6 a pound for it. And one thing that struck me funny, and this might be kind of a morbid sense of humor, but the beef tongues that they had at the meat market at the North Market, one of them, you could tell it came from a Holstein cow because that Holstein pattern was on the cow's tongue itself. And that made me laugh. So phone lines are open. We can talk about beef tongue. And that's something that I ate when I was a kid. We didn't have it regularly, but I ate it. I enjoyed it. Cooked hot, time and again that we had pickled beef tongue and pickled beef heart as well. So give me a call. What are some of the things that maybe from your childhood that you ate that a lot of people would find gross today? or something that maybe you tried when you were traveling. I spoke with someone. Let's see, what's that called? What's the maggot cheese called? The one place in Italy, one of the Italian, Greek or Italian islands, Corsi or with the cheese that is eaten with live maggots on it. And boy, I don't know, that's gone a little too far for me. And I suppose if I went there and if I made that journey and that trek, I would at least give it a shot. But the idea, and it's even illegal there, people do it anyway. So what about you? Give me a call. Phone lines are open to talk about any of those things. Got all sorts, about a half dozen light topics on the table right now. So if you'd like to explore any of them or add one of your own, give me a call.
Papa John's Pizza has announced that the lobby will be closed until further notice. For all pickup orders, please use the drive-thru. And remember, Papa John's new location, 439 Cambridge Road.
It's a new year with new reading challenges on Beanstack. Readers of all ages can sign up for virtual challenges and keep track of their reading activity by downloading the Beanstack Tracker app or by visiting coshoctonlibrary.beanstack.org. For help getting started, stop in the library or call 740-622-0956.
The Coshocton Public Library System. Explore a world of possibilities.
This look at the weather is brought to you by CleanRite Carpet Cleaners. What's in your dirty carpet? Pet hair, dust mites, bacteria, mold. Stacy Young with CleanRite Carpet Cleaners has over 30 years of experience, and he can get your carpets as clean as they can possibly get. It's not the only way, but it's the right way. For a free estimate, call 740-622-8392.
Mainly sunny today, very cold, with highs around 20 for tonight. Mainly clear, very cold, with lows around 2 above. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the morning, then becoming partly sunny, high temperatures in the upper 20s. Currently in Coshocton, it is 18 degrees. Kasu Martsu, that is what it's called. C-A-S-U space M-A-R-T-Z-U. Rotten cheese. And it is a delicacy in the, let's see, what country is that? Italy and France as well, particularly Sardinia. And it is a traditional Sardinian sheep milk cheese that contains live insect larvae, which, as gross as that sound, it sounds better than the more slang term maggots. So a cheese with maggots in it, and you don't eat it unless it has maggots in it, apparently. A variation of the cheese is produced in southern Corsica and villages like Sartine and derived from a pecorino. I don't know what that is. Kasu Martsu goes beyond typical fermentation to a stage of decomposition brought about by the digestive action of the larvae of the cheese fly. And then it gives the species name there. The larvae are deliberately introduced into the cheese, promoting an advanced level of fermentation and breaking down of the cheese fats. The texture of the cheese becomes very soft, with some liquid seeping out. The larvae themselves appear as translucent white worms, roughly 8 millimeters long, or that's about 5/16 of an inch. So, yeah, a delicacy over in Europe. Not sanctioned by their government's health departments and food departments. So give me a call. We can talk about that. Well, once again, we've got a bunch of phone calls waiting, so let's get back to it. Hi, you're on the air. Are you there?
Hello.
You're on the air.
Yeah. I think you mentioned about one term on my cell phone. My father, my late father, used to love pickled pig feet. Have you heard of that?
Absolutely. I have purchased pickles, pig's feet. You can get them at, most grocery store. Hormel, I think it's Hormel, maybe Armour, but Hormel packages them, and so, and they're exactly what they sound. Pickles pig feet. They have the tendons and the cartilage in it, and the meat and the skin on it, and it's pickled in a vinegary brine, and I love them.
My dad, big jar. I don't even know they make jars that big anymore. Big jar of pickled pig feet over here.
Uh huh.
He'd love them. So, and scrapple. Have you ever heard of scrapple?
Uh huh. I have. That's like the what's in it? It's like sort of like a head cheese or what all's in it? That's like the little pieces and parts that floats to the surface after you boil right. or process pork, isn't it?
Yep. And then they kind of put it in like a little loaf or
yeah.
You know. But my wife and I were just talking about that. We were on our way to Pennsylvania one day, and we were in Lancaster County, and I said, you know, they have those longest restaurants, several up to there, and we stopped here and had scrapple, and I tried it. It really wasn't that good to me, but I've heard people just cutting a big chunk of it off, putting the skillet, you know. But anyway, I didn't know if you all heard about pickles feeder.
Yep, it's been a long time since I've had them because they aren't particularly cheap, but I've certainly had them many times before, and I'm a big fan of pickled pig's feet. Yes.
Okay.
Well, thanks for your call today, and pickles pig's feet or scrapple, and there are some of those things that you can get, or at least used to be able to get in local grocery stores. There is one product called ring liver pudding, and the name pudding a bit of a misnomer. This would be a pudding in the British sense because it was meat and fat and had liver in it. Had a taste somewhat like Braunschweiger, but maybe not quite as strong. So those are some of the things that you can or could get around here if you look at the right places, so we can talk about that if you would like. Let's take our next phone call. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Mike. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Okay. Hey, I liked Meatloaf's songs too, and hate to hear that he left us. Anyway, I'm kind of like you. I like a lot of different music. One of my first memories from actually, I wasn't even in high school yet. I think I was in eighth grade. Joey D and the Starliners came out with Twist and Shout.
Uh-huh.
They were from New York City. And one of my best friends, who we're still friends today from kindergarten all the way through, used to go up to his house, and he always had the new albums. He was an only child, and so he had this Twist and Shout album, and we started dancing to it in the living room, and his mother was there, and she was real cool. And she worked, but she was off that day, and she was late 30s, early 40s, and she was dancing and jumping with us. She was really a nice lady. But anyway, the Beatles, they have always been, you know, really way up there for me, like you. I was able to catch them in 64 on the Ed Sullivan Show with my girlfriend at the time and my best buddy and his girlfriend, and they were best friends too, the girls, and we were at his house and watched it on TV that night in 64. And then Chicago, I love Chicago's music. I love the Eagles, the Beach Boys, of course. They always had I always loved their music, but then when they came out with 409, I used to own a 409,
yeah.
So
uh-huh.
They had me then. And then WHLO out of Akron, Canton was a big AM station back in the day.
Yeah, they played all the top 40 stuff. Kids loved that station. I think they're talking news now, but
yeah, was great. And I remember when the Beach Boys came out with Get Around, it was number one for 8 straight weeks on WHLO. And then the Four Seasons, I had paper routes, and I went to Leroy's jewelry store there on Main Street, They had a special on transistor radios with a real leather case for $4.50. And, of course, that was 1962, so, you know, everything was different then. But anyway, I can remember I was supposed to be in bed asleep, and I'd have it underneath the covers listening to Chicago, you know. Who was the... I just went blank. Who was the big DJ out of Chicago that... He was in the movies, too.
Not Wolfman Jack.
Yeah, Wolfman Jack.
Yesterday would have been his birthday, by the way. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Wolfman Jack. Yeah. Hey.
Yeah, he was different for sure. But I can remember listening to the first time I ever heard the Four Seasons, 1962, underneath the covers with my little transistor radio, and I picked up WLS out of Chicago. That was it. And I had the Four Seasons. And it was Sherry Baby. That was her first big hit. And anyway, and then, of course, I loved Stevie Wonder and the Supremes and Lionel Richie. And I've really become even more of an Eagles fan here later in life. I just love their music.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorite Beatles songs is In My Life. I just love In My Life. That is just such a great song. If you
VH1
really
or somebody, and it was not even released as a single. It was on either Revolver or Rubber Soul. I always get those two mixed up. But VH1 or some music source at one point named that as the greatest song ever.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you listen to that song and really listen to the words, oh my God! It just really gets to you.
It does, and it's a very good stuff. And that was John Lennon wrote that one, and a lot of his songs had a little bit of a bite to it, and maybe some a little bit of menace to it, but not that one. That was very introspective.
Yeah, in my life, you know, I've known many people, and some I remember, and some are here and some are not here and all that, and oh, just great.
Yeah.
One other question for you, and then I'll let you go and let somebody else on here. British group in the 70s, and I used to know the name of the song, and I forget. Marmalade was the name of the group, 1970. Can you remember the name of that song?
The one song that they had that was popular was Reflections of My Life.
That's it. Yeah, I love that song.
And that was, you know, the late Tom Thompson here at WTNS, that was one of his favorite songs as well. He would play it rather frequently, and I can't play that song without thinking of him. It has a bit of a Bee Gees sound to it.
Yes.
It sounds a little bit like the Bee Gees, but that too, like In My Life, that song has some very reflective lyrics. Well, hence the name of the song.
Yeah, that's it. And then Tommy, he was a good friend too, and I used to work, after I retired from a factory in town, I worked at a retail store in town, and he used to come down and have remote broadcasts, you know, and I'd be on the radio advertising our sales and stuff on Saturdays, and he was just a great guy, and then, of course, I know Jenny real well, too, and I really miss him. He was a great guy, and I'll tell you what, as far as I'm concerned, he was as good as Bob Costas or anybody.
Oh, yeah, no question about that.
He was great, and what was I going to tell you? I know what it was. When my son was a senior in high school, he played basketball, high school and college. But anyway, I had gone to the hospital. I was having trouble, and here I had a blood clot behind my knee. And, of course, they put me in hospital right away, and that was on a Friday. It was a game night. And I had always sat with a couple friends at the games, and, of course, Tommy knew me and everything. So they went and told Tommy that I was in the hospital. And he got on, and I had talked to one of the nurses out of a radio, and because I was going to listen to the game, you know. And so Tommy comes on there, you know, and wished me a speedy recovery and all this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I had no idea that he was going to do that. But my son had some good games in high school, some great games in college. But Here I am, the only game I ever missed in my life from when he was a little kid till he graduated college, and he had the best high school game of his life. And I remember telling the nurse, hey, that's my boy, you know.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, Tommy was great. Okay, and you are too, Mike. You do a wonderful job. I'll get off here and let somebody else get on.
Appreciate that. 10:48 is the time, and we're talking about Tom Thompson and looking back fondly on his life and his legacy. Reflection of My Life, that was one of his favorites. And those of you that that knew Tom, he had some other favorites as well. Can't You See by the Marshall Tucker Band, that was one of his favorites. Love Signs by the Five Man Electrical Band, and he had a few others as well. 11 minutes till the top of the hour. Let's take another phone call. Hi, you're in the air.
Morning, Mike.
Morning.
You know, another song, well, I'm calling you about was Food, but when you mentioned the songs, well, It's a Wonderful World is the one that makes tears come now, especially.
Uh-huh.
But the Gravelly Boys, the fella that, I can't ever think of his name.
Louis Armstrong.
Who?
Louis Armstrong?
Yeah, Louis Armstrong. He sings That Wonderful World a lot of times. I think it was a commercial on it, you know, sings that song. My wife always says, why does that bring tears to your eyes? I said, well, honey, I says, listen to the lyrics of that song. I says, it's a reflection of your life.
Uh-huh.
That's what I've been trying to figure out. What it is, and that's what it is, because, you know, it says your friends come and go. Well, look how many friends you and your buddy lost.
Uh-huh.
Already. And your children are born, and the next thing you know, they're in college, and
mm-hmm.
then the next year, you got grandkids.
Yep, that's right.
I mean, it goes on, and then, you know, I says, if you look, it kind of makes you sad. But I remember back to the food, back in the old Depression days, you know, the people had to eat pretty sparingly. And I don't know, you don't hear people eating oxtail soup anymore, but maybe probably older people do.
I've got an oxtail in my freezer as well, by the way. The same guy that gave me the tongue, and he's given me some food gifts in the past. He is a fellow adventurous eater, so I mention that because he gave me the oxtail, but I never looked up oxtail soup or what to do with it. But that's on my agenda sometime here in the near future. What is in oxtail soup other than oxtail? Just vegetables?
I guess it is. But my mother used to get it because you could. They'd give it to you a lot of times at the butcher shop, and she would chop it up and get it tender, you know, and then take a sharp knife and she made dog food out of it. We had two. When Dad had hunting dogs and stuff like that, you know. And then she'd mix up stuff. I don't know what she put all in it. But, boy, they sure gobbled it down, know yeah. that. But another one, my mother, this goes back quite a few years ago, but she had a salad like she made in the summertime. Now, you could make it now in the wintertime because you can get, you know, garden stuff year-round anymore. But it had cucumbers and onions, and she called it Pink Lady. Probably some of the older people that, but there was another name for it was summer salad.
Did it have both mayonnaise and vinegar in it?
I don't know whether it had any mayonnaise in it, but it was kind of a vinegar. But it wasn't real sour, but it
yeah.
was kind of a sour. She put sugar in it, you know, to take the tart, some of the tart stuff. But that it was delicious, and it was served cold. I mean, it wasn't cooked.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if I can remember onions and cucumbers, and there may have been green peppers and red peppers. I don't know where the Pink Lady come from. I don't know what would be pink. But boy, and you know, I have never seen it in a recipe book, but I can almost taste it. And we've tried to make it, and I just can't get it tasted right like she could. It was kind of sweet, but yet it was sour, and it was good. And you could use it, you know, you could just about get anything that's grown in the summer now. Tomatoes and peppers, and they got some beautiful peppers, red ones and green ones and yellow ones, and so you could really make it pretty. Anyway, I remember them two or three things. But, well, the snow's getting off, so we can get around a little bit.
Yeah, the road's pretty good. This once I got out of my driveway this morning, the roads, at least the ones I drive in town, were all just fine. I'm sure that there are spots in probably even in town here out in the county where you still want to be extra careful on, but we're not under a level anything anymore, and at least as far as driving is concerned, you know, the schools are back in session, and yeah, starting to get back to normal.
Well, I went to Zanesville Wednesday, and once I got out on Otsego Avenue, I was all right, but boy, some of the side streets are still slippery, and I don't have four-wheel drive.
Yeah, so it was North Point all right, or 60, or whatever you took into...
Yeah, it was pretty clear. 16 was pretty clear, but I'll tell you what, you got to watch. When it was warm, the water runs across the blacktop.
Yeah.
And it was above... It was above 40 degrees, I think, about 42 or 3
right.
degrees. But, you know, I thought, boy, you know, at night, that looks clear, but that's where that black ice comes in.
Yeah, it looks like maybe just some moisture on the roadway, but it's, in fact, ice. And if you're on ice and you don't know it, that's very dangerous.
Especially the bridges and the daggone... that snow on the side of the road is going to be running across the road, you know, and then when night comes, it gets cold and freezes, and you could be going along, and it just looks like a wet spot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's ice. So I thought about that, but I got down there and back. I called down there first to see whether they was even open or not, because they was hit about as bad as we were. And, they said, she said, now you call us if you're not coming. I said, I will. I said, I got to figure out whether I can get out of the alley or not. I said, they run the snow plow down there, but I had to get out of my driveway is what was worrying me. But I made tracks and got out and got out of there. But I didn't. I went like you. I went out to Denman. And then went up the street, so I didn't have to go up any hills.
Yeah.
You know, because there was slippery spots. But them daggone all-wheel vehicles just go. My neighbor's got one that he bumped right up out of the daggone snow. They're wonderful.
They are, and it's when you're in the snow, you've got an advantage. The problem arises when... those that have the four-wheel drive think that they're invincible. If all four of those tires are on ice and you have to stop, the laws of physics are still going to apply.
Exactly. Okay, Mike.
All right. Thanks for calling. It is 10:57, and, I'll be back one more time right after this.
Hi, Bob here from Plus One Pizza asking, when was the last time you had a really great pizza? Our new pizza is better than ever. Order one tonight online or call 622-9300. At Plus One Pizza, you'll love it, we guarantee it, or your money back. It's that good.
As the world gets back on track, now's the time to look forward and make bold, life-changing decisions. If you're ready to complete your college degree or pursue your master's like an MBA, Ohio Dominican University offers a range of innovative programs that match your goals. And with both fully online and on-campus evening formats available, pursuing your degree at ODU also fits your life. Classes are forming now. Get started at ohiodominican.edu. That's ohiodominican.edu.
Sometimes the best time to prune trees is when they're dormant or with no leaves on them. For ISA-certified arborists, it helps them see what branches may need to be pruned or removed. Dormant season pruning can also help lessen problems associated with insects and diseases and help create structurally stronger trees that can better handle heavy wet snows or ice buildup. Contact an ISA-certified arborist to get the best professional advice on keeping your trees healthy and safe. Go to treesforohio.org. That's trees, the number 4, ohio.org.
Call the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service for the local forecast 24 hours a day at 622-0194. Mention this ad for an extra $1,000 on your trade-in now through the end of the month at Jeff Drennan Ford, 801 South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
Well, that will wrap up our Communication Lives program today. Thank you for calling, and thank you for listening, and have a wonderful and safe weekend. Couple of announcements. Tonight's Kids Night at the Eagles has been canceled, and also Shriver Tire Service is closed until Monday.
This look at the weather is brought to you by 26 Truck Repair. 26 Truck Repair offers a full-service diesel repair shop. They also carry Interstate batteries, Fleet Guard filters, hydraulic hoses, and many other parts. Call 26 Truck Repair at 740-202-2350 to schedule an appointment.
Mainly sunny today and very cold with highs around 20 degrees for tonight. Mainly clear, very cold with lows around 2 above. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the morning, then becoming a partly sunny, high temperatures in the upper 20s. For tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies, not as cold, with lows around 18. And Sunday, cloudy with a chance of snow showers in the afternoon. Accumulation is possible. 40% chance of snow on Sunday with highs in the mid-20s. Currently in Coshocton, it is 18 degrees. This is WTNS-FM, Coshocton, Ohio. It's 11 o'clock.
Listen to the WTNS communication lines Monday through Friday from 9 until 11 a.m. on WTNS-FM 99.3 or online at mywtnsradio.com.